A-State Theater Department students will participate in the annual Play in a Day Festival this Friday and Saturday in Jonesboro. KASU's Marty Scarborough spoke with Mark Williams, interim chair and assistant professor in the theater department. Williams explained the concept behind this event.
The idea of a Play in a Day Festival is that the people involved, in this case students, will write and then rehearse and ultimately perform an all-new play in a 24-hour period. So from the beginning stages of the first words on the page from the playwright all the way through when the audience encounters it, it's a 24-hour period.
So do the students who are going to be participating, do they have assigned roles before the festival gets started?
Yeah. So what we do is we have the students form teams. And so a team consists of a playwright, a director, and a stage manager. So there have to be at least three members on the team because those people are just going to be essential to making sure that the rehearsal process goes smoothly. And then they're paired up. When the festival begins, they draw actors' names out of a hat. So there's actors who have signed up to participate as well. And so the teams are assigned actors, and that's how they begin to work together.
So with those assignments of actors, does that help the playwright to think about how they would craft a story knowing who the actors are going to be?
That's exactly right. So when they arrive at the beginning of the festival, the playwrights don't know what they're going to write about. We give them a prompt. Sometimes it's what the location is going to be. Like all of the plays take place in this hotel room was one of the, you know, one year that was a prompt that we gave them. Or sometimes we've given them a title and they've just had to sort of work and figure out how the play sort of suits the title. So they don't even know what they're going to write about when they arrive. And then while they're there at that opening meeting, this happens Friday. This Friday night is when we have the opening meeting. They'll figure out what the topic is going to be, what their play might be about, and they'll figure out who the actors are going to be. So you're exactly right. They'll get a sense of maybe how to craft characters from the actors that they're going to be writing for.
And thinking about, you know, having been in numerous theatrical productions, you know, I'm thinking about things like props and lighting and musical cues. Is that all included in this process too?
Yeah, we do it all. Now we try to caution the playwrights about asking for really specific, you know, items that might be difficult for us to track down,
right.
Or you know, we'll tell them maybe don't have a chandelier crashing on the floor as a major event that may be hard to do. So we try to make sure that they write within some producible guidelines. But yeah, we have some prop storage, and we'll, you know, within reason, we allow the students to, you know, to use some of those props that we have on hand. And that's one of the roles of the stage manager, who's part of each team, is they'll be looking through that script once it's finished to figure out what objects need to be obtained. And it's sort of on them throughout the day to track down, you know, either that object or something that could stand in for it. And then the same is true with music and sound cues. You know, if there's something that's necessary, the stage manager tries to track it down.
How is an event like this beneficial for students in the A-State Theater Department?
Well, I'll tell you why we started it. You know, so we started this in fall of 2016, and our hope was that we wanted to give students something to do on campus, either their first or second weekend on campus. And we thought it would be a good way for new students to get acclimated with students who were sort of more established. And we thought the best, rather than doing some icebreaker or something like that, we figure our students respond better when they're in the work. So we sort of throw them into the work together, and that's how they kind of meet each other. So for us, it was a way of sort of welcoming new students to campus while also nurturing their interest in creating new work.
And so when they're finished at the end of 24 hours, there'll be a public presentation of their work.
Yes, that's right. Absolutely. So 7:00 on Saturday in Simpson Theater in the Fowler Center, there's a free open to the public performance. So anyone can come down to the to Fowler Center and witness these new plays. There'll be at least three, maybe four new works that will be on display that night. So so a public performance. So it gives the students a little bit of pressure, too, knowing that it's going to be performed for the public. They really get a sense of that ticking clock throughout the day that, you know, that they really have got to find a way to pull things together.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful event for students, but then also for fans of the theater to see something absolutely unique and a world premiere.
Absolutely. Everything will be brand new. Everything that's going to be happening has never been seen before. You know, so our audiences we'll see stories that, you know, that didn't exist the day before, which is really cool.
And that was Marty Scarborough speaking with Mark Williams. He is an assistant professor and the interim chair of the A-State Theater Department. The new works created during the Play in a Day Festival will be presented this Saturday night at 7 in the Simpsons Theater at the A-State Fowler Center in Jonesboro. There is no admission fee to this production. The plays may contain some adult language and situations.